So we sink back into a suitable and upright posture, settling into a relaxed body. Giving ourselves the freedom to release whatever concerns or expectations we might hold in the mind. Letting go of complications and distractions and becoming very simple. Simple and at ease. Sinking into this place. Settling our body into this natural state of relaxation and stillness. Becoming fully mindful of the body. Letting our awareness spread into every part, every cell of this body. Noticing every sensation. Being in the present right now, highly aware. And as we let the breath flow by itself, without intervening or trying to take control, we can cultivate this sense of delight, finding ourselves in these wonderful conditions conducive to practice. Taking into consideration these sublime teachings on emptiness, that everything that exists does not exist in and of itself, in its own nature, but is totally dependent on other things. Because everything is empty, it is a dependent arising. And because things are a dependent arising, they are empty, lacking in our own existence. So this can lead to the misconception that therefore nothing really matters, because things are empty anyway, falling into the extreme of nihilism, thinking nothing exists really. But in fact, it's the other way around. Because everything is dependent on each other, is dependently arisen, everything matters. Every little thing has an effect, brings about something. That's the way it works. And that is why we put our body, speech, and mind in virtue right now. Why we develop our good qualities of compassion and wisdom. Because then we act in harmony with the interdependent nature of reality. Align ourselves in accordance with how things exist. Instead of only looking for our own happiness, cutting ourselves off from the world, looking for our own satisfaction alone, grasping at our own selfish mind, we enhance interconnectedness, doing our spiritual practice for all sentient beings. Practice morality, an ethical, wise behavior. Because this ethics, this basic morality, is a natural expression of the interconnected nature of all things. So with this wisdom, with this understanding in mind, for some time we can bring our awareness to our breathing. Single-pointedly recognizing the in and out breath, and the subtle sensations that arise with that at the entrance of our nostrils. Developing a clear, focused mind by staying present with that. Coming back again and again whenever we find ourselves distracted. training the mind to be very precise. Noticing as soon as we get distracted that this happens. Coming back vividly, gently. And doing so without any expectations, no promise, no blame. We just do it. Because it's a beautiful thing to do, shaping the mind. When difficulties arise, do not force your mind back on the breath, but instead refresh your interest. Refresh your curiosity, investigating in the present moment by simply observing what happens. Every breath is new, every sensation different. Without interpretation or questions, we stay coming back to the sensations of the breath at the entrance of your nostrils. Then you can take a short break to stretch your legs and readjust. Then we can come back to our posture. For a few moments, reconnecting, again coming into contact with this continuity of awareness, with our breathing. And sitting in meditation, do you have a sense that there is a me here who is meditating? A me here who is trying to focus on the breath. A me existing from its own side, not seeming to depend upon anything else to exist. Do you have this experience? Can this me, the meditator, be found anywhere? can the meditator be found anywhere within the body? Without intellectualizing, empirically, experientially, investigate thoroughly. Check every part of the body. Look for the me that is meditating right now. Is the meditator somewhere in your head? Is the brain the meditator? Or is the brain simply something which I, the meditator, am using? Is the body itself the meditator? Or is the body simply something that I am trying to relax? Can the meditator be found anywhere within the mind? Attend closely, check every corner of the mind. Slowly but thoroughly, check up. Are any of the thoughts, emotions, or concepts in the mind the me who is meditating? Or are these things, thoughts, emotions, and concepts, things which I, the meditator, possess? Is the mind in total, the mind itself, is that the meditator? Or is the mind simply something which I, the meditator, possess? Something that I'm using to focus on the breath? Is the meditator the collection of the body and the mind together? Or are the body and mind together just two things which I possess and I'm trying to train? Yet, other than the body and mind, what else is there here? If there is nothing more than the body and mind, where is this me, the meditator, who possesses and is training this body and mind? If you can't find the meditator, simply rest in this experience of not finding. Even if you didn't find the meditator, isn't there someone who is having this experience of not finding? So there is a meditator sitting here trying to do this meditation. But just because there is a me meditating doesn't mean that the meditator is something solid and self-existent. The meditator is empty of existing in that way. The meditator is empty of inherent existence. But this doesn't mean that there is no me here at all. Rather, me, the meditator, exists dependently as something labeled onto the body and mind that are sitting here, meditating, focusing on the breath. The merely imputed me is sitting here, doing this meditation. And then gently we can dedicate our effort with the wish that may we understand this middle way approach. May we make the imprint in our mind that one day may flourish as a real, full realization of understanding how things are dependently arisen. That even this I, this me that appears so real to us, is a dependent arising. To understand that there is a me, but an interdependent me, not a self-existent me. This is a big difference, a huge difference. So may we be able to realize this as soon as possible, so that with this realization of emptiness, we may be able to help other sentient beings to realize the same. And in this way, giving them the greatest gift of true Dharma wisdom. So may we be able to do this, and may this meditation be the cause for that to happen as soon as possible.